Gentlemen, there was a big debate on HoustonTexans.com. And by big debate, I mean lots of voting, lots of anger. Not quite anger. I think that's a little too strong.
Full outrage.
We did Playmaker Madness because March had a bracket. And we're going on and on with this thing well into April. After the Masters, we're still not without a champion here.
Right.
We're still not with a champion here on HoustonTexans.com. Best play in team history. Now, it says best play. And, you know, I just said in the last segment, there's a difference between greatest and best to me. All right? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying here.
Oh, so you're going with degree of difficulty then.
I'm saying, well, that could factor in. I mean, okay. What's the criteria for best play?
I was thinking greatest play, basically. Well, same thing.
I think we all agree what the greatest play in Texans history is. And it's one of these finalists, J.J. Watt's pick six in the playoff win against the Bengals in 2011. Yeah. I would call that the greatest play in Texans history.
Me too.
Would I get an argument against that, Johnny?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you think about the first, the greatest one, the most significant one. Is that a better way of saying it?
Yeah.
Because could you make a case for Billy Miller's? I mean, that touchdown against Dallas, the first one.
But why is that the greatest play in franchise history? It's a great play. It's the first play. I'm not saying it is.
I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, there's some plays that are memorable.
If you're going to go with just pure play, though, greatest degree of difficulty, I mean, you got to go with DeAndre Hopkins' fingertip catch that didn't count. I mean, that's like
York,
the greatest play.
In 14, yeah, that was.
But that's not. That doesn't. I mean, it came in a season where
you
didn't go to the playoffs. It didn't even count.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You lost that game. That's why.
Yeah.
The Watt play, the significance of the moment, the athleticism of the moment.
It was a heck of a play to be able to pick off a pass that close.
Yeah.
But with these two, you could say that for both of them because JJ makes that play. I mean, that's not a play that you see defensive ends. Defensive tackles,
anybody,
whatever you
want
to call him. You don't see players of his ilk making that play.
It's a fastball from point-blank range.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just, I mean, you're watching and go, what did he just do? Dre's catch is the same. I mean, he goes up over Reed Doty and just snares a rebound off the top of his head. So from a physical standpoint, they're both physically marveling plays. It's not as if one is, you could say, is more physically impressive than the other to me as you look at it. I just think because of the timing of J.J., the timing in the game, the timing in his career, what it really meant for him after that.
What it meant for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was how that playoff game just flipped at that moment.
Yeah.
Because
it was 10-10.
A lot of people forget the Bengals in the first quarter and some change. I remember seeing that game going, oh, my gosh, the Bengals are playing out of their minds right now.
Yeah, they were
this
good.
Is scary.
And they missed some home runs, too.
Right.
I mean, by fingertip misses.
And then J.J. makes that play, and all of a sudden it changed everything. Well, I mean, everything going
The second
forward.
Half was like a party, it felt like.
It was a party.
I hate to say that against Andre, but it was game two of the 2010 season.
Yeah. And that's the other finalist. Andre Johnson's touchdown catch on 4th and 10 against Washington, week two, 2010.
Great
part
play.
Of a bad campaign.
Yeah, great play.
But a great play. And, yes, degree of difficulty, all those things considered, certainly one of the greatest plays. Now, with this bracket on HoustonTexans.com, I've got a few big problems.
What's
with
the matter?
It.
What's
First
the matter?
Of all, Jadeveon Clowney's sack against Indy this year loses to Arian Foster's touchdown run in the playoff game against the Bengals, which to me shouldn't have happened. As great as Arian is and was and as great as that run was and all of that, and it was part of that second-half party, that playoff win.
Sure.
Come on, Clowney's sack. Luck is about to take it in the end zone. Your luck is about to run out, but Clowney, strip sack, merciless fumble recovery.
Play of the season.
Absolutely huge play as part of a season-changing moment for this offensively challenged squad that ended up winning the division again.
How badly did it wind up losing to Arian? Like, what was the percentage?
I don't know how close it was, but, you know, Arian's so popular. So is Clowney. But Arian's so popular and has all the history on his side to win that.
But I think it also speaks to that game, too. That same game you talk about. I think if you talk to people that were and have come to games regularly over how many ever years, and you said what game stands out and why, I think they would say that Cincinnati playoff game.
Yeah, that was mine in that draft we did last week. Yeah,
and I think there's so many different things that stand out, but it would be those two. It would be the play that changed the game, and then it would be the run that sealed the game. Those are the two things I think people are going to remember. But along the same lines for J.J.'s pick six, I think the Clowney strip sack, if you think about – now, Clowney I thought was good all year long. But from that point forward, I thought J.D. was completely dominant. And there were people that thought he was dominant, not in this building. that right. thought, you know, nationally looked at it and said, boy, he's got something. And then he has that strip sack play, and then he has the interception in the playoffs. He has a couple of huge plays against the Raiders in the playoff game. He has the couple of hits against Brady. I mean, that is the kind of play that J.J. had, and hopefully it has that same sort of effect that from that point forward, he continues to do that as he stays healthy.
The other bracket, that Pac-12 bracket, Billy Miller's touchdown catch loses out to Brian Cushing's pick six in the Final Four, which I thought was kind of strange. But, okay, people, you know, they love Brian. A lot of people just don't remember Billy Miller. First touchdown catch in team history. Like I said earlier, that was actually a really good play. It wasn't just, excuse me, it's the first touchdown in team history. He dove for the
high
end zone.
High degree of athleticism, yeah.
Yep, he was a good-looking tight end as a receiver. You know, not an all-pro or anything like that, but certainly for this team early on. He was their leading receiver in year one, so certainly notable that that made it. And there was nothing else that was that much of a surprise in this bracket. So it's Andre Johnson's touchdown catch against Washington, against Watt's pick six against the Bengals. And interestingly enough, you know, we talk about what's the greatest play in team history. Is the Yates touchdown pass to Kevin Walter even more significant than the Watt pick six because it puts them in the playoffs? I don't know.
I think from a team standpoint, maybe. But how many more games were left on the schedule that they could have gotten into the playoffs? How many were left?
Yeah, they had three left.
Had three left. So at that point, they could have won one of the others.
They could have won against Carolina the following week. They could have done it then.
I think
they could have beaten the Colts on the road, a 2-14 Colts team, and one of the two was actually a win against the Texans.
Well, you did beat them, but the Zebras,
right?
If you listen,
Drew's still
people.
Complaining about the officiating in that game in 2011. And the finale was against the Titans, a team they basically had beat anyway, but they let them off the hook because they didn't need the game.
But I think, and going back to my point about that pick six for J.J., that was the day he went from being, oh, rookie J.J. Watt to the phenomenon we know as J.J. Watt.
It was that, the birth of Watt as we know him.
Yeah, that flipped it. For an individual, that flipped it. Yes, it was a huge play in a huge, massive game, in an important game in this team's history. But what it meant for him, and then the phenomenon became J.J. Watt, and then obviously what that's meant for this organization. I mean, three defensive player of the years followed up after that. We can ask him. I mean, we get a chance to see him during, you know, training camp. We'll ask him and see whether, you know, what he would say about that. But
I think I kind of think he's basically echoed what you just said. Yeah. He kind of recognizes, and I mean, it's hard not to, about, you know, the importance of that play. Don't forget, right after that spring, he's the Grand Marshal of the Rodeo Parade and the Grand Marshal with Connor Barr, one of the art car parades. So that's a big deal, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Grand Marshal of that art car parade.
I mean, James Marin was the this year's, right?
Big
stuff. Oh, his car was great, too.
Oh, no. Did it have smoke coming out of it?
I don't know.
How could it not?
All right.